From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. The Daily Freeman is reporting that a veteran support program will now be offered to residents of Greene County as a result of a $185,000 appropriation included in the state budget this year. State Senator Michelle Henchy this week announced the expansion of the PFC Joseph V. Dwyer Veteran Peer Support Program into Greene County. The program will be administered by the Hudson Valley Center for Veteran Reintegration in partnership with the Greene County Veterans Service Agency and the Department of Mental Health, and was officially in operation as of September 12th. Veterans in Greene County interested in joining the local PFC Joseph P. Dwyer Program chapter are asked to contact Program Manager Aaron Vandermark via email at arin.vandermark@hvncvr.org or by calling 518-719-0020. The Dwyer office is located in the Greene County Office Building in Cairo. And you can read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Melissa Mano and Lauren Stanforth are reporting for the Times Union that the Albany International Airport will receive $60 million for a $100 million project to expand its terminal and provide more space for security checkpoint and concessions. The award, announced by Governor Kathy Hochul on September 14th, is the largest state grant the airport has received. The $60 million was part of a $230 million grant awarded to other upstate airports for modernization, which included the Binghamton, Watertown, Syracuse, Rochester, Ogdenburg, Saratoga County, Sullivan County, and Adirondack Airport. Albany Airport CEO Philip Calderon said the money will be used to expand the terminal so that security lines do not back up on the pedestrian bridge from the parking garage to the terminal, and to better separate concessions from the TSA checkpoint. The terminal expansion will also include a modern business center for conferences, a children play zone, and additional retail space. The project will also improve the facility's heating, ventilation, and air conditioning system. The funding for the projects came from the Upstate Airport Economic Development and Revitalization Competition, administered by the State Department of Transportation. Albany International is also expected to receive $28.7 million in federal funding included in the infrastructure bill, which will be used along with the state monies to fund the terminal expansion. Read the full story in the Times Union. Andrea Mako is reporting for Porcupine Soup that Central Hudson Gas and Electric is once more warning customers to prepare for higher energy supply prices as electric and natural gas prices increase again. This the company announced on September 13th. The residential price for electric supply will increase from $8.32 per kilowatt hour in August to $13.06 per kilowatt hour as of September 13th. Natural gas prices that went into effect on September 1st also increased from 87.1 cents per 100 cubic feet in August to 97.8 cents per 100 cubic feet. According to Central Hudson, the utility purchases electricity and gas from, and I quote, third-party suppliers on behalf of customers. These costs are not marked up, and Central Hudson does not profit for them, meaning customers pay the same rates as Central Hudson for the energy they use, end quote. Central Hudson says several international, national, and regional factors are contributing to this market volatility. For instance, inflation is plaguing the entire planet since the pandemic, and Russia's invasion of Ukraine has wreaked havoc on energy markets. Read the full story at Porcupine Soup. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.